KKNW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. With the prospect of devastating economic damage a possibility, owners of Gulf and East Coast ports and unionized dock workers are suspending a strike until January 15th.
47,000 dock workers walked off the job for the first time in nearly 50 years. And since then, we have seen 14 vital ports all along the East and Gulf Coast at a virtual standstill. No cargo has been loaded on or off during that time. Now the expectation is that could start to move forward again.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. A judge in Grand Junction, Colorado, sentenced former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters to 9 years in prison for granting a man affiliated with prominent election denier Mike Lindell access to the county's election software after the 2020 election. A judge in Evansville, Indiana, sentenced David Schoenebaum to 16 years in prison, the maximum for not stopping a rat attack that left his six-month-old son with disfiguring wounds. This is ABC News.
You what to do?
Something new with the Menendez brothers, imprisoned for murdering their parents 35 years ago.
With filings by attorneys for Eric and Lyle Menendez claiming there is new evidence to indicate they should get a shortened prison sentence, including new allegations of sexual abuse against their father, the L.A. County District Attorney says his office is reviewing the evidence to possibly ask that the brothers be resentenced. Mark Garagos is representing Eric and Lyle Menendez.
I think it's time. Their family thinks it's time.
The DA says he has not yet decided. A court hearing will be held in November. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Quite the sight in Bedford, New Hampshire. Police and firefighters called to a report of a moose in a backyard swimming pool. Police video shows responders removing a pool covering, and there it was. Once the cover was removed, the moose strolled out of the pool's shallow end and moseyed itself into nearby woods. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The American Red Cross in Wisconsin is pleading for volunteers willing to help the Hurricane Helene relief. 30 volunteers with the American Red Cross of Wisconsin have answered the call in recent days. Volunteers will get training. They'll have to commit to 2 weeks of service. Anyone who's interested can sign up at redcross.org/volunteer. Democrat Kamala Harris at the birthplace of the Republican Party Thursday, picking up the endorsement of former GOP Congresswoman Liz Cheney.
She possesses some of the qualities of character that I most respect in any individual and any leader. Courage, especially at a moment like this.
Cheney says she's never voted for a Democrat for president, but she says now is a time to put country before party. Cheney has called Donald Trump a threat to democracy. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
He swings and drives one out towards right center. Taylor back. A two-run homer, and the Brewers have the lead. It's 5-3.
That's what it sounded like on ESPN Radio as the Brewers beat the Mets 5-3 last night. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Today will be Game 3 of the wildcard series between the Brewers and the Mets. Jackson Chourio hit two home runs, and Garrett Mitchell hit a go-ahead two-run blast to move the Brewers in front in the win. Manager Pat Murphy said Chourio had a great night.
Yeah, that's pretty special. Yeah, pretty special. A lot of guys contributed tonight. It was, you know, again, you saw what our team's about. what they've been about all year. They didn't quit. They kept every pitch. Yeah, a lot of guys' contributions, but cheerio. Oof.
First pitch tonight is after 6 p.m. If the Brewers win, they'll play the Phillies on Saturday and Sunday to start the NLDS. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers coming to an end, then partly cloudy skies developing later on as temperatures drop to the upper 40s. Light north winds of 5 to 10. That breeze will continue on Friday. Sunny skies with high temperatures reaching the upper 60s. It's 57 at our studios.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Deb Cronmiller from the League of Women Voters Wisconsin will join us to talk about the newest referendum you're going to see on the November ballot. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. On the line with us is Latasha Brown, the co-founder of Black Voters Matter. The website is blackvotersmatterfund.org, F-U-N-D, and M.S. Latasha, L-A-T-O-S-H-A Brown is her Twitter handle. Latasha, welcome back to the program. It's been a couple of years since you were on. It's so nice to have you back with us. I'm curious... Thank you. I'm curious your thoughts on the vice presidential debate and the state of the race right now.
You know, so much to talk about. I'll say that I think there weren't any major surprises to me on the vice president debate, other than the fact that I did not know that J.D. Vance was such a good storyteller.
Yeah.
As Rod Reynolds would say, that I called it the coach and the chameleon, because what was interesting to me is that, you know, I think that in some ways it was good to see the civility in the way that they treated each other. But I think the part that was so disrespectful is just the blatant lies and the fact that I was really disappointed that. The media, that the anchors could not challenge some of the fact-checking and insight. So that was really strange. J.D. Vance specifically has called for the ban on abortion. So to say that he is not and is never, that was very deeply concerning.
Yeah.
And so I think ultimately my thoughts around it, I think it was clear, the contrast was clear. You know, although I think the temperament, it was interesting because in some ways I felt like the temperament and the tone was very civil from both candidates. Mm-hmm. And I think both of them did well in terms of at least their presentation. But the challenge for me is that truth matters. And so in this country, we have to really recognize that the truth matters. And so it was very disconcerting to me around how, how I felt that Senator Vance framed issues one way, where the policies that he supports says something completely different. Right. You know, I don't know whether he had a change of heart or what happened, but that was a little disappointing. So
he's just a very facile liar. I'll just say it.
You know, I tried to say it the nice way because my grandmother would let us say lie when we were growing up. Yeah. But he is like a fabulous liar. And it's interesting because I finally figured out, I could not understand how he became Trump's running mate. I get it now. Like he's actually a better liar. He's a much more skillful liar, in my opinion.
Yeah. I think George Santos is kind of the, totem for the Republican Party. I mean, he was a little too much of a fabulist for them ultimately, but holy cow, you know, truth does not matter. You've noted in the past that Tim Walz, in particular, has obviously Kamala Harris has deep roots in the black community, having gone to a historically black college and et cetera, just growing up, and her father was black and everything else. But Tim Walz actually has quite a history here with the African American Family Preservation Act, the Crown Act, the key police reforms after the George Floyd killing. Can you tell us about that?
I think what's really interesting is that part of, if you look at the history of Tim Walz, he has a very strong record of seeing and serving all of us. And so I think that that's really a remarkable. What we know, is that he has, in his policies, he has stood with everyday people. And I think he's created even policies, even in the state, when we look at what he did with free lunch, what he did with education, what he did with standing, even the very thing that he was criticized around was that when the George Floyd protesters, that there were some that wanted for violence to be inflicted upon them. And in fact, I think there's a way that he leads. I think the part that impresses me most about him is that he leads with his humanity. And so there's a number of things that he's done that I think, as you've mentioned, that really show kind of his character and his integrity, that ultimately he believes that he is to govern, that he is a steward of resources, and he is to govern in such a way that all people are recognized and respected. And so I think that's why even in the state he was able to win a gubernatorial election. And even serve in Congress, because he's a candidate that is a really interesting candidate, that he moderate Republicans. He has had an appeal with them, rural farmers, black activists. Like, he has a number. What I really appreciate and value about him is he really has walked the walk around how do you create policy that actually unifies communities and not divides them. I think what's very impressive to me is that he has been consistent in those spaces of literally being inclusive through policy and aligning himself with issues that I think that he recognizes. It's not just one group of people that this helps. That when we literally help groups, particularly are marginalized, that what we do is we lift up the votes for all people. And so that's what's most impressive about him.
Yeah, it's and he's been doing it not just as governor, but also as a member of Congress before that. I mean, this is apparently his life's work. I'm curious, as the co-founder of Black Voters Matter Black Voters Matter Fund.org, your thoughts on that particular block, that vote, about 12% of our population, I believe, are black people. I'm not sure exactly the percentage of voters who are black, but and I realize there's enormous diversity within the African-American community, but where are we at right now? I've had a number of callers, particularly black callers, call in and say that they're really concerned about black men who seem to be deserting the Democratic Party and going for Trump, either because they don't want a woman as president, or because they think that Trump represents strength and that's an important value. And it became quite a conversation actually among a number of black callers into this program over the last couple of days. I'm curious your thoughts on all that.
We have people on the ground. We're working in 12 states. So, let me say this, because I want to dispel some pieces of this. As a voting bloc, there is no other constituency group in the country that votes at a higher percentage as a group vote than black voters, not black female voters, but black male voters. And so when you look at the numbers of black women that vote for the Democratic ticket, it is the highest constituency in the country, only second to black men. And so I'm saying that because I think that there's also a particular kind of standard, a double standard that is placed on the African-American community, that in some ways, that if all of us are not voting a certain kind of way, then that means something. Now, white people, the white voters, Latino voters, other voters, there's always going to be a segment of the population that may have different political ideologies, may have particular different beliefs, but overwhelmingly, the voters that I have been talking to are still aligned with the bloc, that they see, yes, I don't see the evidence where I've seen this major exodus. Has there been, I think as the election has grown, what you've seen is you've actually seen a point here, 2 points there. But we heard the same thing happening in Georgia. In Georgia, there was supposed to be this big exodus in the Warnock, in the U.S. Senate race, mm-hmm. which was Herschel Walker and Warnock. And every single, I cannot tell you how many interviews I did to actually try to address this thing of this flocking of black men to Herschel Walker. The truth of the matter is, it did not happen. You know, that those numbers did not, the numbers did not happen. So I do think that in this election cycle, that yes, should we be concerned that I think that there is a way that we conflate this idea of people being disgruntled with the process, that in some ways that they that the threat is they're going to go vote for the other side. If anything, the biggest threat to me is for voters to not feel, not see themselves or see their power in that vote and to not come out and vote. I think that's a larger threat than this. I think some of this idea of this huge flood to Trump, I just don't see the evidence of it.
Yeah.
Are there people that are going to vote for him? Yes, I'm quite sure. Yes.
Sure.
He will get the regular, I think, the same 10, 12% that we always see fluctuate over the years.
Mm.
You know, it, does that mean, though, I think what's important, and I think that your callers are zoned in on this, and I think they're absolutely right. Does that mean that there is an element of frustration in our community, I think, with black men? Absolutely. That there is a concern in our communities that part of the we want what everybody else wants. Mm-hmm. We don't want to just participate in an election cycle. We want to make sure that our participation leads to us having power and to policy change. Yeah. And so there are young men that I talk to every day that are deeply concerned about criminal justice reform. They're deeply concerned about economic security, that what we know is after COVID, many people don't feel as economically safe as they did pre-COVID, that their jobs, that many of them, it's as if COVID created this space for people to really recognize how economically vulnerable this nation is, how economically vulnerable they and their families are. And so I think there's real core issues that the campaign should be seeking to actually talk and align themselves with understanding who the candidates are and where there's a distinction. Because while there's one issue around strength, you know, where was Donald Trump and that strength, where he was trying to use that strength around the five black men that he wanted, that were exonerated, that he literally was pushing for the extreme of the law, that knowing that it was a lie, right? That when we're looking at him aligning himself with white nationalist groups, that for him to align that in COVID, that many of the people disproportionately, folks who died in COVID because his failure of handling it correctly, were African-American people. Yeah. And we have not forgotten that. We have not forgotten the calls to Georgia to say, let me find 11,000 votes, or the whistle calls that says that when you have a racist rally happening by in Virginia, and he's saying that they're fine people on both sides. We are not stupid. In some ways, I think that black voters are some of the most sophisticated voters. Now, is there chapters that confirm? Yes.
I agree. Right? That's my sense of it from my black callers as well. Latasha Brown, co-founder of Black Voters Matter. It's blackvotersmatterfund.org is the website. Latasha, thanks so much for dropping by.
Thank you for having me.
Always a pleasure.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I'll be back with you in just a moment with more of the news of the day, and the GOP perverts are at it again. I got to tell you about that, and I'll pick up your calls. Stay with us. So let me guess, your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You're still not sleeping. You're still hurt and you're stressed out. That's how it was for me. So I cleaned out my cabinet, reset my health with CBD from CB Distillery. It's been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical studies, 81% of customers experienced more calm. 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity. An impressive 90% said that they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't yet found relief, make the change like I did to CB Distillery. And with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. I have a 20% discount to get you started. Just visit cbdistillery.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com. The code is TOM, cbdistillery.com.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Matt Nair on air.
The vice presidential debate. Mike from Kenosha is on the line.
Isn't it the whole purpose of a debate to be on television for the public benefit? The narrative, questions, fact-checking, it's inconsistent at best.
You're absolutely right, Mike. Mainstream media is bailing massively by trying to both sides everything and sane wash everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
The back seat. Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the back seat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Attention, American homeowners. You already do so much to protect your home, but there's a hidden threat you might not even know about, title theft. Homeowners nationwide have over $32 trillion in equity. It's an all-time high. And with everything going on in the state of the U.S. economy, homeownership is more challenging than ever. And title theft is one less thing you should have to worry about. That's why you need protection from the crime the FBI calls house stealing, where the equity in American homes is the target. We protect our house, so we don't have to worry. If your title isn't being monitored, scammers can transfer it into their name, take out loans, and your equity could be wiped out without you ever knowing. The best way to protect your equity is with Triple Lock protection from our friends at Home Title Lock. Triple Lock is 24/7 monitoring, alerts, and restoration services. So sign up today. Just go to HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code TOM, that's T-H-O-M, and you get your first 30 days of Triple Lock protection free and a complete title scan of your home's title so you can make sure your home hasn't already been compromised.
That's 30 days free and a title report for using the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at HomeTitleLock.com. Just use that promo code TOM. Welcome back. 24 minutes past the hour. This is just craziness. You know, when the Republicans started identified trans people as a minority that they could attack without fear of blowback, because it's a relatively small minority, it's a relatively powerless minority, it doesn't have a large constituency, it doesn't have a lot of money. When they identified the trans community and particularly started going after trans students using bathrooms in public schools, some of us, and myself included, said things like, you know, okay, here come the genital police. You know, I did the thing about the menstrual police a couple days ago, and people, I remember, you know, when I first started talking about that a year or so ago, people were going, that'll never happen. And now you've got, you know, Jason Miller, Trump's chief advisor, saying, yeah, it's up to the states if they want to have menstrual police, if they want to monitor women's pregnancies or even monitor their menstrual periods, you know, and make, you know, so they can identify them when they become pregnant. This is what Hungary does. And the Republicans are all in on it. So anyhow, when I said, you know, look out, they're going to be the genital police. Well, it turns out that this school, the Central York School District, the Southwestern School Board, ordered the district officials to cut holes in the restroom walls so they can watch students while they're using the bathroom. They are specifically looking for gay and trans students. The holes were reportedly suggested by the Independence Law Center, a Harrisburg-based law firm that's connected to a nationally recognized anti-queer hate group. And they had previously passed a policy which governed which restrooms transgender students could use. And reports from the York Dispatch suggest that the holes also allow the sounds of students urinating and defecating to escape into the hallways, which has caused anxiety among the students who are required to use the affected restrooms due to the proximity to their classrooms. This is sick. I mean, you got, you know, teachers who are being, or school officers, police officers, who are now being required to look through holes into the bathrooms of the students to make sure that the right genders are in the right bathrooms. It's just sick. But it's the GOP. I mean, what can you say? I'll be back with your calls right after this.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
So what's on your mind today? As they say in the radio business, lines are open. I'll be right back with your calls. Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv, that's T-H-O-M.tv, to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag, you're it.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. With the prospect of devastating economic damage a possibility, owners of Gulf and East Coast ports and unionized dock workers are suspending a strike until January 15th.
47,000 dock workers walked off the job for the first time in nearly 50 years. And since then, we have seen 14 vital ports all along the Eastern Gulf Coast at a virtual standstill. No cargo has been loaded on or off during that time. Now the expectation is that could start to move forward again.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. A judge in Grand Junction, Colorado, sentenced former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters to 9 years in prison for granting a man affiliated with prominent election denier Mike Lindell access to the county's election software after the 2020 election. A judge in Evansville, Indiana, sentenced David Schoenebaum to 16 years in prison, the maximum for not stopping a rat attack that left his six-month-old son with disfiguring wounds. This is ABC.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Union machinists are on strike at the Miller Brewery in Milwaukee. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
What made Milwaukee famous has made the area outside the Miller campus a strike zone. About 40 workers were picketing. The union rejected Molson Coors' recent offer, citing inadequate wages compared to other trades and inflation. Molson Coors maintains that their offer is competitive. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Wisconsin's Attorney General will not get to review sealed bankruptcy documents for the Catholic Church in southeast Wisconsin. Reports say a federal judge ruled this week against opening papers sealed nearly a decade ago. Josh Call wanted to look at the documents for his investigation of clergy sex abuse in the Milwaukee Archdiocese. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Headed to the theaters this weekend? Here are some films you might want to see and some you might want to avoid. The sequel to Todd Phillips' The Joker, Joker Folie à Deux, hits the screen this weekend. Joaquin Phoenix is back playing the title character opposite Lady Gaga, who plays Harley Quinn. The film is much anticipated but receiving mixed reviews at about 50% right now on Rotten Tomatoes. Family drama Whitebird will also be out in wide release. The film is being called the follow-up to the best-selling book Wonder and stars Gillian Anderson and Helen Mirren. Whitebird is pulling in 85% so far on Rotten Tomatoes. And this week's dose of horror comes from the new Mel Gibson film Monster Summer. Gibson plays a retired police detective who teams up with kids at a camp to face a monstrous danger and save their island. The film has not yet been reviewed, so be warned. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers coming to an end, then partly cloudy skies developing later on as temperatures drop to the upper 40s. Light north winds of 5 to 10. That breeze will continue on Friday. Sunny skies with high temperatures reaching the upper 60s. Right now it's 55.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, your former mayor of Green Bay. You know, I've always cared about local issues. I still do. Join me on my new show, Lean Local, here on WGBW.
I'll interview community leaders and elected officials, discuss the economy and development projects, and we'll talk about the future of education here in Greater Green Bay. As they say, all politics is local. So join me for Lean Local, Sunday at 1 p.m. on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 WGBW.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
She is performing in Wisconsin. Charo, you might want to end up moving here because you're going to have that great of a time in Baraboo. Do you, let me just ask you this. Do you like cheese?
I love the cheese. I'm going to be eating cheese for 24 hours. It's a great... No, really, you have a great reputation with the cheese. Wisconsin cheese is very, very famous.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Old World Wisconsin's Maria Comiskey for some Freaky Friday talk. And it's a bar band Friday night, which means Terry Barr joins us with excellent tunes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Think you're a genius, but we know what's up. You say you're rich, you say you're smart.
Sure. 34 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls. What's on your mind today? Michael in Houston, Texas. Hey, Michael, what's up?
Hey, Mr. Harmon, thank you for taking my call. And I hope that you will have the patience to allow me to try to articulate my thoughts because they get scrambled after you, you've been on wait on hold.
I get it.
You know, I would like to just piggyback off of something Ms. Brown had said, and she did it so eloquently. I was been waiting for someone else to do this. I work for the Harris County Democratic Party registering voters, and I'm also part of Black community groups down here. And the reason Donald Trump is, and I called last week on this, if you remember, I wish they would take this serious. Black males are truly trending towards Donald Trump. Not because, look, we know who Donald Trump is. We know what he represents. And we also know that if we lose our democracy, we're in trouble. We know that. But here's the problem. The Democrats knows that we know that, too. And I'm going to give you an example. And I know this here because my aunt worked for Lloyd Benson back in the day. Lloyd Benson gave $50,000 to the black radio station, black activists that was trying to help get out the vote. But he was giving more money to another minority group that were less than us. And this is what he said, because my aunt was right there. He said, what are they complaining for? That's more than what the other people will give them.
Mm. Lloyd Benson was senator. Wasn't he a Democratic senator from Texas?
Democratic senator from Texas, yes. And he's very popular down here at that time.
Back in the day.
But he was another southern white male. Yeah. So when we in our community group, this is what is being discussed, if you all want to know. Mm-hmm. Reason Cornel West is running, because this is what he's saying, and that's what Ms. Brown said. We are tired of being taken for granted. We're tired of being marginalized and no one is fighting for our issues. So as black people, we have, black males for sure, we have been at the bottom. I don't want to say we will ever get used to that, because that's why we fight so hard to come up. But we know how it is. So what our community groups are saying, and Mr. West is saying, Cornel West is saying, let's see if the white liberal believe in their values and their principles. Let's walk away from them and see if they really care about their value and principles. Or will they fight for us, and we know what the Dems have done, and see us more favorably than just taking us for granted. When we hear about the black women, we're proud of, yes, black women do vote. But Mrs. Brown said it, and I know that others knows it. No one, no other group of people, Asian, whoever they may be, Hispanic is more right-wing than you all will imagine.
Mm-hmm.
No one vote more in a block than blacks. And the women is number one. And yeah. Then the black male. So we're tired of being taken for granted. And if y'all don't hear it, whoever don't hear it, you will.
So you think the solution to that is to vote for Donald Trump?
I never said that, Tom. Don't put word in my mouth.
Okay, you're suggesting that some black men think that the solution for that is to vote for Donald Trump or to vote for Cornel West, which is essentially the same thing.
Well, I don't think that's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is take this serious.
Yeah, no, I'm all in favor of that.
Yeah, this is real.
Yeah,
and you know, Mr. Hartman, I have too much respect for you to put words in my mouth, and I understand, but that's okay.
Well, I'm not trying to. I'm trying to clarify what I understood you to be saying, which was, it sounded to me like what you said was that black men who feel like they're not being taken seriously are switching over to vote for Donald Trump by way of saying, hey, pay attention to us. And, you know, I get that. I don't think it's the best strategy.
That's exactly
frankly.
What I was saying. Yeah. And you knew that. That's exactly what I was saying. And what I'm trying to do is sound the bullhorn, the warning.
Yeah.
Because of that, they get the numbers. I'm sure they are.
Yeah.
I'm sure that they see these numbers happening. And, yeah. And I just told you, I work down here registering voters for the Harris County Democratic Party.
Mm-hmm.
And I said this here, too. If you would have been listening, you would have heard me. I said, we know what is at stake.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad told me years ago, this is not the best country in the world, but it's the best country to make changes. And if we lose our democracy and the rule of law, things always happen to us worse than any other group. We're
yeah,
aware of that.
That's true.
But we feel like that this is, there is so much that we want to change. It's just like the Palestinian people said about what was going on in our Gaza.
Mm-hmm.
They'd rather vote. There is no lesser of two equal. They were sending a message. And some of them are going to still send a message. We feel the same way. That's us, too. But they understood what the Palestinian was saying. But see, that's my point. They don't take us serious. They take us for granted.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody, we know who Donald Trump is. And nobody knows racism like the black male. Nobody. So please, sir, never put words in my mouth. I have too much respect for you.
I will attempt never to do so, Michael. Michael, thank you for the call, and thank you for your thoughts. Francis in Seattle. Hey, Francis, what's on your mind today?
Hello, Tom. Thank you for taking my call. Earlier in the morning, you had an interview which was really gratifying to me. You spoke to a gentleman who has a podcast in Seattle about Ukraine. And from your conversation between the two of you, I surmise that it's true. We do not hear very much about Ukraine in our news media. I read about it, but even in the New York Times, the news from the Middle East overpowers anything from Ukraine. And I wanted to tell you about a podcast which is really excellent. It is presented by three journalists from the Telegraph, the London Telegraph. It is 5 days a week, and they post their hourly, it's usually about 50-minute, their 50-minute podcast at 1 o'clock every Greenwich Mean Time every day, but it's available on YouTube. There are three journalists. One covers the philosophy of diplomatic and governmental issues related to the conflict in Ukraine. Another is a military, a longtime British soldier and journalist. And the third, who originated the program, most sadly died about 2 weeks ago at the age of just under 33. His funeral is to be taking place today. But these three men present British journalists, Ukrainian journalists, Ukrainian legislators, leaders of other countries, the Baltics, Germany, France, Great Britain, every day with outstanding up-to-date information, and their care and concern for accuracy and just really validity of their information is just very fine.
Francis, thank you very much for the tip.
I really recommend it.
Yeah, thank you very much. And you know, in the future, generally, we just, you know, if you've got something you want me to know about, just tell Mark. He'll write it down and pass it along to me. But thank you, Francis. Kenyatta in Los Angeles. Hey, Kenyatta, what's on your mind today?
Well, quite a bit. You've, as you do every day, since I've been listening to you for the last 10 years and speaking with you, you've inspired me through your writings and through your program. I want to thank you for that.
Well, back at you. You inspire me in many ways.
Well, thank you, sir. I want to tell you, though, I understand where Michael was coming from, and 90% of what he said I agree with, but I need to push back on Michael a little bit. And actually, I need to take issue with something you said as well. Michael is correct. About a year ago, I wrote a piece called The Rise of the Millikons. And and it's my own term that I made up, but Millicons are basically black men who are not conservatives in the way that white men are. See, when, for instance, if I'm a black man and I believe in the right to bear arms, or I believe in having guns, then I'm considered a militant. If I'm a white man and I'm like that, I'm considered a conservative. You see, if you go to most black, if you go to any black church on most Sundays, we've always had gay people in our communities. We've always, you know, we love them, we embrace them. But most black churches, you know, I'm not going to say take a dim view of homosexuality, but they tend to be conservative in that regard. That's just the fact. And Michael, when Michael said that we are tired of being taken for granted, we, as you know, and you talk about it constantly, Greg Palast is a wonderful guest that you have on your show regularly, and I know that you guys are friends. Greg does a deep dive constantly into how black people are being purged from voter rolls, knocked off of, you know, DeSantis and his famous, you know, putting people, you know, parading them in front of cameras because they were supposedly ineligible to vote, which you've talked about before. The year that I was born, the Voting Rights Act, I believe it was 1964, was passed. And here we are, 60 years later, we're still litigating the Voting Rights Act. It's still being compromised. So what this has become for us, Tom, is an exercise in futility. Just because Kamala Harris is a person of color or black doesn't mean that I'm electorally myopic that I'm going to vote for her. I don't think that most European Americans or white people, whichever you prefer, I don't think that they vote for a candidate just because they're white, although Donald Trump did get an overwhelming percentage of the white vote, both in 2016 and 2020. I don't think that they look at a candidate and say, well, I'm just going to vote for that person because they're white. I think that they probably think that way if that person's opponent is black. That's probably true. But you see, this stuff, we are getting to a point, you know, you say often at the end of your show, despair is not an option. It may not be an option for some, but, you know, and I got to push back on Michael that black men are going to go out and vote for Trump. Now, I hate to, Mike, you did a great job. Love you, brother. But let me tell you something. I'm a proud black man, and I wouldn't vote for Donald Trump. I wouldn't pee on Donald Trump's face if his teeth were on fire. Are you kidding me? Donald Trump, who is called countries in Africa, S-hole countries, countries, the NFL, the National Football League, which is predominantly black, called them S-O-B, sons of bitches. Whenever he's at his rallies, he says, and they're bringing in, criminals from Africa. He always says Africa.
And now he's going after Haitians, and he says he wants to kick them out of the country, even though they're here legally.
He talks about black jobs. You know what? Let me tell you something. Joe Biden once made a guffaw or gaffe saying that if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. And, you know, he got exactly what he should have gotten for saying that. But I'll tell you what, you sure as hell ain't black if you vote for Donald Trump. Now, let me make my point. I'm going to close, take your dive. Now, let's lift off.
Yeah, we only have about 50 seconds left here.
Gotcha. I gotcha. Listen to me. What is going to happen, I believe, is that a lot of black men are so disgusted with the process, with how we've been treated by both parties, a lot of us are going to stay home.
Yeah.
A lot of us.
That's grim.
And that is a death knell for the Democrat Party.
Yeah. That's grim.
You know, it is. And I getting back to what I wanted to say, mildly push back, when you said that a vote for Cornel West is a vote for Trump, I understand statistically what you mean, but you know what? It's all about rebellion at this point. And when you hear, when we as black men, in particular, or this black man, I don't speak for all black men, I speak for this black man. When I hear that, that's almost, that's paternalistic. That's a white man saying to me, if you don't do what I say do, if you don't vote for my candidate, then you're screwed up.
No, I get
that
it.
Ain't cool.
I understand that. I mean, it's why I voted for Ralph Nader in 2000. There was a movement there that I wanted to support. You know, it wasn't about race, it was about the environment, but same thing. Not the same thing, but you understand what I'm saying. Kenyatta, thank you.
Yes, I do.
Okay, thank you very much. Good talking to you, as always. And I can continue to love reading your newsletter on Substack. Thank you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
48 minutes past the hour. Back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us. Attention American homeowners, you already do so much to protect your home, but there's a hidden threat you might not even know about, title theft. Homeowners nationwide have over $32 trillion in equity, an all-time high. With everything going on in the state of the U.S. economy, homeownership is more challenging than ever, and title theft is one less thing you should have to worry about. That's why you need protection from the crime the FBI calls house stealing, where the equity in American homes is the target. If your title isn't being monitored, scammers can transfer it into their name, take out loans, and your equity could be wiped out without you ever knowing. Protect your equity with triple lock protection from our friends at Home Title Lock. Title Lock is 24/7 monitoring, alerts, and restoration services. So sign up today. Just go to HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code Tom, that's T-H-O-M, and you get your first 30 days of triple lock protection for free and a complete title scan of your home's title so you can make sure that your home hasn't already been compromised. That's 30 days free and a title report for using the promo code Tom at HomeTitleLock.com.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
This narrative that the immigrants are coming to get you, that's fiction. Look at criminal charges in your community and look how many of those people who have been there for years, if not decades, and how many of those people are new immigrants, and even a smaller percentage of how many are undocumented immigrants. It's not happening. It would be like going to places and say, well, you know what? I'm running for Congress to stop the zombies.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local civic media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
hey, you got this. Just breathe. Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all the fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local civic media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
The vice presidential debate. Mike from Kenosha is on the line.
Isn't it the whole purpose of a debate to be on television for the public benefit? The narrative, questions, fact-checking, it's inconsistent at best.
You're absolutely right, Mike. Mainstream media is bailing massively by trying to both sides everything and sane wash everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. This fall, stay cozy with Cozy Earth, where luxury meets comfort, and every product turns your home into a sanctuary. After a busy day, your 5 to 9 should be all about relaxation, and Cozy Earth helps you embrace that calm. Let me tell you about my favorite products. First, the bamboo sheet set, made from 100% premium viscose from bamboo. They're incredibly soft and breathable, helping you sleep cooler. They even get softer with every wash and come with a 10-year warranty. And after every shower, Cozy Earth's Luxe bath sheets are pure indulgence. Crafted from a cotton and bamboo viscose blend, these generously sized bath sheets are incredibly soft and absorbent. What sets Cozy Earth apart? Their commitment to quality, from responsibly sourced materials to innovative fabrics that won't pill or wear down. Plus, that 10-year warranty says it all. Ready to wrap yourself in luxury this fall? Go to CozyEarth.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and use that code Tom for up to 40% off. That's CozyEarth.com/Tom. You get a post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from Tom Hartman. Every voice, every hand, together we can make a stand. Welcome back, 54 minutes past the hour. Yes, tag, you're it. I get it. Okay, Steve in Park Ridge, Illinois. Hey, Steve, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Good.
As tragic as Hurricane Helene has been, I think it's given the Dems a golden opportunity to point out the major difference between the two parties when it comes to climate change.
Mm-hmm.
Trump and the GOP basically dismiss it, call it a hoax. Harris and, the Dems are for a Green New Deal, et cetera. And consider, it wasn't just the coastline anymore that needs to worry about superstorms, but North Carolina, 300 miles
Western
away in
North
Asheville,
Carolina, yeah.
And Tennessee, et cetera, et cetera. Yep. So, we got to quit kicking the can down the road and get serious about what's happening.
I completely
with our
agree.
Climate.
I completely agree with you, Steve. And Steve, I want to try and get one last call in here before I hit the end of the show.
So
thank you very much, Steve. Your point was well made. Cornell in New Orleans. Hey, Cornell, I was in your town earlier this week. What's up?
Oh, well, thanks. I'm glad you were here. Look, I was just calling to make the point that even though I'm a black man, but I'm not going, and you're right, despair is not an option. So I'm not going to be despaired and allow me to not vote or vote for the wrong candidate. So thank you for that. And J.D. Vance sounded as if he was a car salesman, a used car salesman, trying to with smooth talk, fast talk, and evasive actions. And, that's what it looked like to me. It didn't look like he was a winner. It sounded like he was a crook.
Yeah, and Tim Walz came across as that friendly next-door neighbor who helps you fix the car after you buy it from the hustling car salesman.
That's right.
pretty incredible. Okay, thank you, Cornell. Appreciate the call. Tony in Fairplay, Colorado. I got 30 seconds, Tony.
I just want to agree with Steve, who just called about the political effect on North Carolina of the hurricane. And I was just wondering how many of those who lost everything to climate change understand and will still vote for a candidate who thinks climate change is a hoax. So this it's a message from God, a message from nature. And they're speaking to the people there, and will they realize what just really happened to them, and will they take it up?
And will the media pay attention to it? I'm with you. Tony, thank you. Thank you so much. And thanks for being with us today. Don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the folks around you, and stay safe. I'll catch up with you tomorrow.
Been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Every device we use is getting smarter and more connected. Like smartwatches and Wi-Fi enabled LED bulbs. The world just keeps getting smarter. Your e-commerce business should too. I had a mail order business many years ago, and I would have loved to have used ShipStation for all our shipping needs. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers, with discounts up to 89% off UPS, DHL Express, and USPS rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation. And 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Lead your e-commerce business into a smarter future with the shipping software that delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, and the code is TOM, T-H-O-M.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Big Show, Brady Ewing, former Badger, talking about Badger football. Also, the author of Out of the Darkness, the story of Aaron Rodgers, Ian O'Connor. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.